Pachacuti gave command of the military to his son, Tupa Inca, in 1463, and turned his attention to totally rebuilding Xosco in imperial style, in the process becoming one of history's great urban planners. Although he drew on Andean aesthetic traditions, Pachacuti put his own stamp on Inca art and architecture. Whereas the buildings of Sumer and Assyria were covered with brilliant mosaics and splendid pictorial murals, the Inca style was severe, abstract, stripped down to geometric forms, startlingly contemporary, in fact. According to the Peruvian critic César Paternosto, such major 20th century painters as Joseph Albers, Barnett Newman, and Mark Rothko were inspired by Inca art. At the heart of the new Xosco was the Plaza of Aucaipata, 625 feet by 550 feet, carpeted almost in its entirety with white sand carried in from the Pacific and raked daily by the city's army of workers. Monumental villas and temples surrounded the space on three sides, their walls made from immense blocks of stone, so precisely cut and fit that Pizarro's younger cousin Pedro, who accompanied the conqueror as a page, reported that the point of a pin could not have been inserted in one of the joints. Across their facades ran enormous plates of polished gold. When the alpine sun filled Aucaipata with its boldly delineated horizontal plane of white sand and sloping sheets of gold, the space became an amphitheater for the exaltation of light. In Pachacuti's grand design, Aucaipata was the center of the empire and the cosmos. From the great plaza radiated four highways that demarcated the four asymmetrical sectors into which he divided the empire, Tahuantinsuyu, land of the four quarters. To the Inca, the quarters echoed the heavenly order. The Milky Way, a vast celestial river in Andean cosmology, crosses the sky at an angle of about 28 degrees to the Earth's orbit. For 6 months, the stream of stars slants across the sky from, so to speak, northeast to southwest. The other 6 months, it slants from southeast to northwest. The transition roughly coincides with the transition between dry and wet seasons, the time when the Milky Way releases life-giving water to Pachamama, Mother Earth, and divides the heavens into four quarters. Aucaipata, reflecting this pattern, was the axis of the universe. Not only that, Xosco was the center of a second spiritual pattern. Radiating out from Aucaipata was a drunken spiderweb of 41 crooked, spiritually powerful lines known as sekai that linked holy features of the landscape, springs, tombs, caves, shrines, fields, stones. About 400 of these waka, shrines, more or less, existed around Xosco. The landscape around the capital was charged with telluric power. The sekai also played a role in the Inca calendar, which apparently consisted of 41 eight-day weeks. So complexly interrelated was the network of waka and sekai, Columbia University archaeologist Terence Daltroy has written, that many otherwise diligent scholars have been reduced to scratching their heads and trusting someone else's judgment. Each waka had its own meaning, relative status, social affiliation, and set of ceremonial uses. One big stone outside town was believed to be the petrified body of one of the original Inca brothers. Inca armies often carried it with them, dressed in fine togs, as a kind of good luck talisman. To keep track of the florid abundance of shrines and lines, Cobo observed, the empire had more than 1,000 men in the city of Xosco who did nothing but remember these things.